Did you pick the Johnny Cash today?
Ma'am?
Did you pick the Johnny Cash?
I didn't. You know, I was pretty psyched, though, when they put it on. Nobody else did, but I liked it.
Can you just tell us a little bit more about your evolving role in this offense? It looked like there were a series the other day where you were in a tailback on one snap, and the next snap you were playing fullback.
Like Coach McDaniels always tells me, your role is all what you're going to make it to be. And he's made that very clear, and, you know, I've had some opportunities, and some I've taken full advantage of, some I haven't. So, I'm just going to play by ear, day by day, and see what happens.
What do you think about Collar coming down?
You know, I really don't take it to heart, I guess, like most people do, you know. You know, I don't know the ins and outs of it, you know, what went behind the scenes. So, you know, I'm never going to judge anybody, you know, by what I hear by ear. So, he's going to come into this house, you know, want to take, a win from here. We're not going to allow him to do that. So, we're going to see what happens.
Any idea how Bronco fans are going to react to him? Any thoughts on how they might?
You know, Bronco fans, you know, a lot like Arkansas fans to me, you know. Anything that, you know, betrayed them or, you know, went behind their back or they act like it did something, you know, there's gung-ho about hating somebody, and you know that's definitely an advantage for our team. You know, when opposing player or team comes in like that, you know, definitely gets us a heads up.
What do you guys think in the locker room? I mean, do you feel betrayed by him? I don't know what the right word is, but how do you guys feel about the situation?
Well, I mean, there's really nothing you can really feel about the situation. You know, this is a business, and the business is, you know, you can be here for a year, you can be here for 10, but you know, it's just how long as they want you or. You know, if your contract is up. But, I respect the guy. He's a great quarterback, and I think he's going to do great things for the Chicago Bears. And but we have to take initiative to play against him, get well prepared for him.
It's only preseason, so if you guys need a win to prove to yourselves you're headed in the right direction, would that be a really big thing for you to have Sunday night?
Well, it's always great to have a win, preseason, regular season. But, you know, we all know that this team's on the right track. And, there's no doubt in my mind or anybody else on the team's mind. You know, I think Coach McDaniels has us going the right direction. Our defense is really picking it up. You know, we had a couple of good drives there. You know, in Seattle and San Francisco, we just didn't, you know, at the very end, you know, put it in the end zone. But we'll get stuff fixed. You know, we got about another half a month before we start a regular season game. We'll get it done.
What things do you need to do in the running game to kind of improve that a little bit?
Well, you know, the running game is, you know, it's pretty simple. You know, you put your head down and see what you can get. And, offensive line, you know, they're going to get it done for us. We, you know, allowed no sacks last year, you know, one or two sacks, something like that. But, you know, we'll get it done. You know, I have no doubt in my mind.
Okay. Thank you, Peyton.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.